Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Errol Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Time during the Morning Show. Good Monday morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right, you're talking about income growth?
Yeah.
There's a new report out that says we're doing good.
Big week last week. 2015 was a breakout year for American wages. The median household income grew 5.2%, up to a median of $56,500. That is the largest single-year increase since the record-keeping began in 1967. And the good news is these economic benefits are being spread across all aspects of American life and American people. It's a big deal.
Yeah. How did we do? How did black folks do?
Well, interestingly, when you looked at the numbers for African Americans and Hispanics, as I mentioned, we saw increases across all households, all races, gender, even the pay gap shrank during this period. So African Americans did benefit. Actually, the poverty rate fell most sharply for African Americans as Hispanic households, but our income gains were smaller than those for white households. So our poverty rates fell more sharply, but our income gains were smaller. But the bottom line, this was good news when you, no matter how you looked at it.
Okay, so what's driving this increase?
Big part of it is the job growth that we've seen the past few years and this tight labor market. I've talked about this before. People don't necessarily, you know, understand or feel this as strongly as it is happening. But when you get to what's called full structural employment, which is typically around 5%, right now we're at 4.9% overall unemployment. I know those numbers are higher for African Americans, but when you get to that level of unemployment nationally, what ends up happening is it becomes harder for employers to find people, and so wages go up. And so that's exactly what we've seen. We've also seen a slew of cities and states pass higher minimum wage laws. And so we've seen minimum wages go up as well. And so that is helping things. In 2015, the good news that we saw is lower income households saw the largest income gains in percentage terms. So The lower your income, the better actually your gains were. So real household incomes rose almost 8%. For households in the bottom 10th percentile of incomes in the country. So, again, this is good news. That meant the lower your household income, the better you did as well.
So do you expect this trend to continue?
Well, I have to say it looks pretty good for the time being. We saw the president talk about this as well, and that has a lot to do with the fact that, again, the underlying economy continues to improve. We've seen the job numbers continue to just maintain consistency. We're not seeing wild swings in job growth every month, which is great. We've just had a nice, consistent improvement in job growth, and we've seen wage growth and income rising. And so the bottom line is consumers have more money in their pockets, and that's a good story. So I think, if anything, you saw in some ways, and this is not to say we still don't have problems and there isn't a long way to go, but you saw the president take somewhat of a victory lap last week saying, you know, these are real improvements. When you hear the biggest gains since the numbers were, you know, incepted, you know, in 1967, that's a big deal.
All right. And what does this mean for 7 weeks for tomorrow, the presidential election?
Well, it's interesting. I think that, you know, this story about the economy, it's like a tale of two cities. Some are, this kind of data is inarguable when you look at how the economy is done, when you look at what has happened with jobs since the financial crisis, when you think of the recovery since the financial crisis. As I like to say, I learned this from someone, math has no opinion. This is just fact. At the same time, I know that, some are trying to say that these gains have not occurred, and that's just not the case. So I think we've got an interesting dichotomy of facts in front of us, And some of those don't happen to be facts. They just are not true.
But so, and so what? As he says, these are the facts as I see them.
Well, that's
and
totally,
just a lie.
You know, I think the American public is smarter than that. So I think they want the truth, and these numbers are very clear.
Yeah, all right. Melody Hobson, more about this on blackamericaweb.com.